Retail, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Joined now by Jason Swain, Brett Doherty, Don Davenport. Jason Swain. SwainEvent.com is the website. Need to check that out. At Swain Event. Definitely need to follow him. Talk a little Tennessee football. But during the break, we were talking about 6 years ago today, Lance Stephenson blew into the ear of LeBron James on the floor. And so that led us down a path that typically happens on this show. What's the weirdest, strangest thing you've ever seen in a game or at a sporting event? And you brought up one, Swain, that I'd forgotten about during the break.
Yeah. The Florida football player that pooped on himself at the bowl game, at the Birmingham Bowl. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Did he sit in some different mud than everybody else, or what's going on here? No, he pooped himself.
I would think that happens from time to time. I mean, sometimes you can't control that kind of thing. And it's not like you can just, hey, go use the restroom over on the sideline.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You can go to the restroom. That's what humans do. They go to the restroom. That's what you do, man. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stop what you're doing and go use a toilet. Especially if you're doing number two. Now, number one, you know, you can find the nearest pole or whatever. But number two, go to the toilet, man. You have on white pants. It'd be one thing if it was like Wyoming or somebody or like the Cleveland Browns. It would just match. But not white pants.
So were you ever playing a game at Tennessee where you had to like leave in the middle of the second quarter to go use the bathroom?
I had to go pee. Yeah. And, you know,
they didn't have injury tents back then. That's what those are used for now.
No, I know. Right. But no, we had a, you know, our sideline was on the opposite side of where it is now. You know, I don't know the reason why, but I guess cause of the sun or whatever. I think Dooley changed that. And then, I don't know, whatever. But anyways, the visiting side now is where our sideline used to be. And we had access to a bathroom. So I would just, you know, just go to the bathroom and just come on back. So no big problem.
See, never but it's
number two, though.
It's funny, though, because, like, everybody in the crowd is watching stuff like that. So when they see a player go run into the tunnel, they think, like, injury. Like, oh, crap, Swain's not coming back. What are we going to do?
Oh, yeah. Kind of like Paul Pierce when, like, he had his teammates carry him out. Like, he was dying. And then, like, he runs out like he got, like, a brand new life. And you're like, wait a minute. What kind of injury did he just suffer where he had to be carried off? And then you realize later he admits, oh, no, he just had to poop.
This has been enlightening so far, Swain.
Yeah, I love this interview. This is great.
It's great.
Well, that also led us down a path of Derek Brodus, who was a walk-on kicker at Tennessee and was sitting in the frat house. And Derek Dooley was the coach. Only when Dooley's the coach can something like this happen. But they had an injury to, I guess, Matt Darr or somebody. And they had to go get Brodus out of the fraternity house. And now, come to find out, I think he lives in Nashville. What a story.
Yeah, that's great. And then also, he's a brother, man. I mean, brothers, you see kicking field goals and playing. Come on, let's be honest. So that was a big story, too.
Well, how many sober people do you see in a frat house on game day?
That is true, man. I mean, this story has a ton of layers. A brother in the frat house, sober, who can kick field goals and actually is called to the game to go kick field goals. Like, it should be in a movie or something.
I mean,
we need Brodus on. We have got to find Derek Brodus and have him on our show. He's got to relive this.
I mean, if Brodus can't go, like if they go to the frat house and Brodus is like eight beers in, what do they do? Does Tyler Bray kick him? I mean,
go for it on fourth down. Might as well. He had the best offense in Tennessee history.
Every time. Yeah, every time. Hey, so Tennessee missed out on a recruit, JT Daniels, five-star quarterback, former five-star quarterback, transferring from USC to Georgia. Did that surprise you today?
It's Georgia and Kirby Smart. So, I mean, they've done a great job recruiting. It's, I mean.
You sound disappointed, Swain.
Yeah, JT Daniels let me down, man. I thought we had a connection. I thought he was going to come here, to be honest. Not because I'm not confident in the players that we have, but I just want every transfer to come to Tennessee because I want, like, I want the ultimate competition. Like, I want Ohio State where, like, a quarterback transfers and then he goes to be a Heisman somewhere else, and you're still good. Like, that's what I want. like Georgia had a quarterback transfer to Ohio State, and then now, like, Justin Fields is a front runner to be the Heisman this year. Like, I want those problems in our room. So yeah, I wanted more talent. And JT Daniels was a guy I thought Tennessee could have used. And you know, it's one thing to lose out on a really good player, but it's another thing when you lose out on a player and that player goes to a team you play every single year. It's like when Derrick Henry, you know, Jay Graham was a coach here, the running backs coach under Dooley. And, you know, we felt really good about getting Derrick Henry. And not only did he didn't come to Tennessee, but he goes to Alabama. We got to play against him. That's the thing that stinks. You know, it's a double whammy. So, you know, Kirby Smart, it's not like he's been great at developing quarterbacks anyway. So we'll see what happens.
We were talking about Derrick Henry's high school tape today on the show. Do you remember how ridiculous that was? Because, like, in every level of high school, you're going to have, like, that 5'6", 130-pound defensive back. And Derrick Henry was, like, 6'3", 250 already.
No. So 2012, the Florida game, is when he took a visit to Tennessee. So at the time, one of my good friends from Alabama, actually, Selma, he went on to play professional baseball. We came out the same year, 2003. Jay Miller, he was going to Stanford to play football and basketball, but decided to go to the major leagues. Well, he gets out around 2011, and he calls me. He's like, hey, man, you know, I want to play football. I want to be like Kelly Washington. So he's like, well, what should I do? So I'm like, have you talked to anybody else? Huh? He's like, no, I'm talking to you. So I'm like, well, let's get you here in Tennessee, man. We can make this happen before anybody else finds out. He's a freak athlete. He's 6'4", 220. So I really thought we had the next Kelly Washington. So, you know, I get him to a football game as a recruit in 2012 at the Florida game. So I'm sitting there in the recruit section, and I see Derrick Henry. He has a tank top on, and I'm like, excuse me, sir. I didn't know that was a recruit. Derrick Henry looked like a grown man. So next time you have Derrick Henry on, or next time you talk to him, ask him what he wore at the Tennessee-Florida game in 2012. It was a neon or some crazy color. It was a tank top. He was dressed like a grown man, like somebody's uncle with a tank top on.
He fit your criteria for a recruit, Swain.
I thought he was someone's daddy. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. I thought he was somebody's dad, or at least uncle, one of the two.
He looked like somebody's uncle. Uncle Derrick. Hey, how much are you following Coach Duggerton and his run, his undefeated run in NCAA 2014? Yeah. Big okay. Cat.
In timeout, Swain, can you kind of explain this to people that are like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, I can't explain it because I don't know what's going on either. Well, you know, I've been told by the young folks that he's a made-up character and, you know, Tennessee decided to roll with it. And here we are. I'm actually surprised that Pruitt has kind of went with it, too. I think that's the funny part. When you think of Coach Fulmer, you think of Coach Pruitt, you don't think of Tennessee adopting some fake coach named Gus Duggerton and Tennessee football account, you know, tweeting.
Yeah.
You know, posting a video of a dude playing video games. Like, you just don't think about that.
It's Big Cat from Barstool Sports is doing this. He just decided to create this Tennessee team from the 2014 NCAA video game. He plays these games on Twitch, right, at night, and he's got Tennessee undefeated, ranked number 10. They just beat Auburn, Don, 63-28. Big win for Coach Duggerton.
I saw that.
And it's funny,
crushed.
Everybody is tweeting about this. It's unbelievable.
No, man. I got a lot of, you know, respect for their hustle. I mean, you look at the business side of it. They got, you know, some gear license. They're able to sell Tennessee Duggerton gear. I respect that. And I understand we're in quarantine and, you know, for some people, they want to sit there and watch that. I'm not watching that, man. I'm not sitting there watching somebody play video games. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. But
so if Coach Duggerton loses, are you going to be upset?
Yeah, I think we should fire him. Yeah, he got to go. Yeah, he got to get out of there.
It's not enough time. You haven't given him enough time, Swain. Come on.
I think it's cool for the younger generation. You know, I mean, Tennessee fans that remember winning. You know, they're our age. They're my age and older, and so you got to make sure that you don't lose a generation of fans. And so video games is where it's at. You know, you hear coaches recruiting and using video games to build relationships, and so. No, I think it's cool. I think it's showing, you know, Tennessee's ability to kind of adapt and change with the time, something that Tennessee didn't do, which is why we are kind of digging ourselves out of this hole currently. So I think it's cool. It's just not something that I'm going to be scheduling to watch. Like, I'm not watching somebody play video games. Like, I want to play. I'm not going to watch somebody else play.
My kids think it's hilarious, but maybe that's the point. Well, Jason Swain. Yep, SwainEvent.com, the website, at SwainEvent on Twitter. Thank you, man. Always good to see you.
Enlightening visit, Swain. Thank you.
Don't forget, ask Derrick Henry, was he dressed like somebody's uncle? That's what he's wearing.
We'll get right on that. 615-737-1045.
Jason Swain on 1045 The Zone. Presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators. Zone.